Do you like the WYXR archive you're listening to now? Well, we need your support to help keep it going. Go to WYXR.org and donate today.
On you. Cause you're mine. Do, 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 do. You better stop the things you do. I ain't lying. You know I can't stand it. You're running around. You know better, daddy. I can't stand it 'cause you put me down. Yeah, yeah. I put a spell on you. Because you're mine.
wish that the children could see, but I can't find them for the life of me. And there's Halloween spooks outside my window.
Trick or treat.
Thank you, folks, so much. You know, Miss Dolly, incidentally, all these duets we're doing were written by Miss Dolly Parton. And here is a song that she wrote that's the most requested number that we do on our television show or on our personal appearances. I hope you'll enjoy it here at Dolly Parton Day. Number titled, Jeannie's Afraid of the Dark.
Two little feet would come running into our bedroom almost every night. Her soft little face would be wet from her tears and her little heart pounding with fright. She'd hold out her arms, then she'd climb in beside us. In a small voice we'd hear her remark, sleep here with you, 'cause Jeannie's afraid of the dark. One day in the summer, we took some flowers to place on some old family graves. And Jeannie said, Mommy, ain't it dark underground? Oh, Daddy, I'd be so afraid. Then she looked up at her daddy and me and said something that broke both our hearts. She said, if I die, please don't bury me, 'cause Jeannie's afraid of the dark.
Jeannie was always afraid of the dark, and we never could understand why. 'Cause we looked after Jeannie with the very best of care, 'cause Jeannie was our only child. Perhaps it was death that she was so afraid of, 'cause it took her one dark, stormy night. I think we always knew that we'd never see Jeannie grown, 'cause it seemed that she was destined to die. But on Jeannie's grave, we placed an eternal flame that glows and never loses its spark. And on the darkest night, there's always a light, 'cause Jeannie's afraid of the dark.
Cowboy went riding out one dark and windy day. Up on a ridge he rested as he went along his way. When all at once a mighty herd of red-eyed cows he saw plowing through the ragged skies, and up a cloudy draw. Their brands were still on fire and their hooves were made of steel. Their horns were black and shiny and their hot breath he could feel. A bolt of fear went through him as they thundered through the sky, for he saw the riders coming hard and he heard their mournful cry. Yippee-yi-yo, sky. faces gaunt, their eyes are blurred, their shirts all soaked with sweat. He's riding hard to catch that herd, but he ain't caught them yet. 'Cause they've got to ride forever on that range up in the sky. All the horses snorting fire as they ride on, hear their cry. As the rider sloped on by him, he heard one call his name. If you want to save your soul from hell riding on our range, then cowboy, change your ways. If they are with us, you will ride, trying to catch the devil's herd across these endless skies. Yippee-i-o.
Listening to my weekly radio show called Air Conditioned, which happens every Friday morning right here on WYXR-FM, broadcasting from Memphis, Tennessee at the Crosstown Concourse. You probably figured out from the first few songs that this is going to be a rather Halloween-themed episode. If you guessed it right, then you win the imaginary pumpkin or something to that effect. What we heard right before I started yakking was Buck Owens and the Buckaroos doing Monster's Holiday from his 1964 Capitol Records album of the same name. Just a great record. And before Buck Owens and the Buckaroos, we had Johnny Cash doing Ghost Riders in the Sky from his 1979 Brian Ahern-produced album, Silver. I love that version. Before Johnny Cash, we had Dolly Parton with Porter Wagoner doing Jeannie's Afraid of the Dark, a song that's a sort of a classic country weeper about a child who obviously had a premonition. And that live performance was from the 1970 album A Real Live Dolly, live at the Sevier County High School in Sevierville, Tennessee. It didn't get more down home than that. Lambert, Hendricks, and Ross preceded Dolly Parton and Porter Wagoner doing Halloween Spooks from their classic 1960 album, The Hottest New Group in Jazz. Nina Simone was before Lambert, Hendricks, and Ross doing her take on Screaming Jay Hawkins' song, I Put a Spell on You. That was the title track from her 1965 RCA album. And we opened up the show with the main title theme from the 1975 movie Jaws, which was composed by the great John Williams. Coming up next, we have Warren Zevon doing a song about a headless Thompson gunner named Roland.
Roland was a warrior from the land of the midnight sun, with a Thompson gun for hire, fighting to be done. The deal was made in Denmark on a dark and stormy day, so he set out for Biafra to join the bloody fray. Through 66 and 7 they fought the Congo War, with their fingers on their triggers, knee-deep in gore. For days and nights they battled the Bantu to their knees, they killed to earn their living and to help out the Congolese. Thompson gunner, Roland the Thompson gunner. His comrades fought beside him, Van Owen and the rest, but of all the Thompson gunners, Roland was the best. So the CIA decided they wanted Roland dead. That son of a bitch Van Owen blew off Roland's head. Roland, the headless Thompson gunner, Norway's bravest son, up the score. They can still see his headless body stalking through the night in the muzzle flash of Roland's Thompson gun. In the muzzle flash of Roland's Thompson gun. Roland searched the continent for the man who done him in. He found him in Mombasa in a ballroom drinking gin. Roland aimed his Thompson gun, he didn't say a word, but he blew Van Owen's body from there to Johannesburg. Roland the headless Thompson gunner, Roland the headless Thompson gunner, Roland the headless Thompson gunner. Talking about the man, Roland the headless Thompson gunner. Thompson gunner, still wandering through the night. Now it's 10 years later, but he still keeps up the fight. In Ireland, in Lebanon, in Palestine, in Berkeley, Paddy Hurst heard the burst of a Roland's Thompson gun and bought it.
I've posed for pictures with ivory soap. I've petted stray dogs and shied clear of dope. My smile is brilliant. My glance is tender. But I'm noted most for my unspoiled gender. I've been made Miss Rheingold, though I never touch beer. And I'm the person to whom they say, "You're sweet, my dear." The only etchings I've seen have been behind glass. And the closest I've been to a bar was at ballet class. Prim and proper. The girl who's never been cased. Well, I'm tired of being pure and not chaste. Like something that seeks its level. I wanna go to the devil, wanna be evil. I wanna spit tax. I wanna be evil and cheat at jacks. I wanna be wicked. I wanna tell lies. I wanna be mean and throw mud pies. I want to wake up in the morning with that dark brown taste. I wanna see some dissipation in my face. I wanna be evil. I wanna be mad. But more than that, I wanna be bad. I wanna be evil and trump an ace just to see my partner's face. I wanna be nasty. I wanna be cruel. I wanna be daring. I wanna shoot pool. And in the theater, I want to change my seat just so I can step on everybody's feet. I wanna be evil. Sing songs like the guy who cries. I wanna be horrid. I wanna drink booze. And whatever I've got, I am eager to lose. I wanna be evil. Little evil me.
The Addams Family, the theme song from the original TV show, which came out in 1965. It was composed by Vic Mezzi and What you heard was available on the 1965 TV soundtrack album on RCA Records, the title being Original Music from the Addams Family. How's that for original title? Before the Addams Family, we had Eartha Kitt singing her 1959 RCA UK 45 hit, I Want to Be Evil. No one could be evil like Eartha Kitt. She also had a really seductive Christmas song called Santa Baby. You might be aware of that, you might not. She's actually a very great artist. You ought to check her out. Eartha Kitt was preceded by the theme from the TV show Bewitched, which was composed by Howard Greene and Jack Keller. It was a comedy show which starred Elizabeth Montgomery, who was a witch who married a mortal man and tried to live a somewhat normal life. The show was actually a really big, big show. It aired from 1964 to 1972. That's a long time. Talking Heads were before the theme from Bewitched, and we heard Psycho Killer, which appeared on their 1977 debut album called Talking Heads 77. We opened up the set with Roland the Headless Thompson Gunner, Warren Zevon's great song from his 1978 sophomore album release titled Excitable Boy. The album also featured the radio rock hit Werewolves of London. And by the way, little known fact, this album, which was a big record, was produced by Jackson Brown. I'm Rick Clark, and you're listening to my weekly show called Air Conditioned, which happens every Friday morning at 9 a.m. Central Time, right here on WYXR-FM in Memphis, Tennessee, my hometown. Coming up next, we're going to hear a promo trailer from the 1953 movie Robot Monster, which is sort of a cult classic. If you haven't seen Robot Monster and you like really bad, they're sort of good horror films, Robot Monster should be like in the top 5 or 10 of your list for just great bad movies. Anyway, Robot Monster, the 1953 promo ad.
With the swiftness of a deadly cosmic ray, the Earth is invaded by indestructible moon monsters. Their ghastly mission, death for all humans. What astounding technical developments are being made to protect mankind? Robot Monster brings you an actual preview of the devastating forces of our future. Unsuspected revelations of incredible horrors that will terrify you with their brutal reality.
There is no escape from me. Very well. I will recalculate. Your death will be indescribable. Fool humans, there is no escape.
more dreadful sacrifice.
Welcome, fool. You have come of your own free will to the appointed place. The game's over.
Come. It is time to keep your appointment with the Wicker Man.
We'll be right back. is 96 eyes. I got a gun in his brain. It's driving me insane. And I don't like the ride. So push that mess to the side. And baby, I won't care. Cause baby, I don't scare. Cause I'm a reborn maggot using gym warfare. Rock.
I've always loved that track. That's the Cramps doing Human Fly from their 1979 IRS Records debut release, Gravest Hits, written by Lux Interior and Ivy Rorschach, and produced by Alex Chilton. I love the line in the song that's sort of a tip of the hat to the old question mark in the Mysterion song, 96 Tears. And in this song, it's got the lyric, I've got 96 tears and 96 eyes. Anyway, it's so trashy. I love it. The Cramps were preceded by Fleetwood Mac, the Green Monolishi with the Two-Prong Crown, which came out as the A-side of a Reprise Records import single released in 1970. It was written by Peter Green, the band's amazing lead guitar player and distinctive vocalist. He also wrote Black Magic Woman, which became a huge rock radio hit for Santana. There's a show on Music Supervised called Dark Winds, and we actually use the Fleetwood Mac version of Black Magic Woman, which is very cool. You ought to check it out. Fleetwood Mac has so many different incarnations, and it's hard to believe for people only familiar with the Stevie Nicks, Lindsey Buckingham lineup of the band that they would do something so incredibly raw and dark and vibey like the Green Monolishi with the Two-Prong Crown. A little different than Dreams, isn't it? Don't Stop Thinking About Tomorrow. Before Fleetwood Mac, we had a track called Appointment with the Wicker Man from the classic 1973 folk horror movie The Wicker Man, and this came from the original soundtrack album. The theme from Halloween, composed by John Carpenter, was before The Wicker Man, and Halloween hit the theaters in 1983. And the theme sort of echoes that tight pointillistic synth pattern or arpeggios like The Exorcist. So I chose this over The Exorcist for this episode. We heard a promo trailer for the 1953 3D science fiction horror film Robot Monster, which, as I've explained earlier, is a kind of cult classic because, depending on who's talking about the film, it's either one of the worst horror films of all time, or it's a great one because it's just so low-budget bad. I'm Rick Clark, and you're listening to my radio show called Air Conditioned, which happens right here on WYXR-FM, broadcasting from Memphis, Tennessee. Coming up next in our little Halloween-themed episode, we've got a promo ad for the 1957 science fiction horror film Plan 9 from Outer Space.
They come from the bowels of hell, a transformed race of walking dead, zombies guided by a master plan for complete domination of the Earth. Plan 9 from Outer Space. Starring the most nightmarish cast ever, Bela Lugosi, the seductive Vampyra, and Tor Johnson as the Walking Dead.
Turn off your electro gun! No!
bounce off their bodies. Rockets, missiles, jets cannot stop their death ships. What earthly power can stop this terror? For a glimpse of things to come, see this blast of screen suspense. For it could be happening right now.
Let's see if we can improve this with a little water, sir.
All right, I'll just set my bourbon and advocat down right there.
Won't keep you a moment, sir.
Fine. What do they call you around here, Gigi?
Grady, sir. Delbert Grady.
Grady?
Yes, sir.
Delbert Grady.
That's right, sir.
Here's Johnny!
It seemed a fairly ordinary night when Brad Majors and his fiancée, Janet Weiss, left Denton to visit their friend, a Dr. Everett Scott. But it was to be a night out they were to remember for a very long time.
Michael Rennie was ill the day the earth stood still, but he told us where we stand. And Flash Gordon was there in silver underwear. Claude Rains was the invisible man. Then something went wrong for Fay Wray and King Kong. They got caught in a celluloid jam. Then at a deadly pace, it came from outer space. This is how the message ran. Science fiction.
Fighting.
Boswell sisters doing heebie-jeebies. You know, when you're scared, you got the heebie-jeebies. This was released in 1931 on the Brunswick record label as a 78 RPM B-side. The A-side was their version of Shine On Harvest Moon. The Boswell sisters were preceded by Double Feature Picture Show from the 1975 film soundtrack of the Rocky Horror Picture Show. That's Richard O'Brien, the writer of the original musical play, singing on this track. I have a very specific memory of seeing the Rocky Horror Picture Show for the first time. I want to say it was 1975 in New Orleans. I wasn't expecting all of the audience participation when I saw it. And needless to say, it was rather unforgettable. It almost upstaged the movie. Though I will say Tim Curry was pretty hot. Before Rocky Horror, we had a couple of snippets from the 1980 Stanley Kubrick horror film, The Shining. A bit of dialogue between Jack Torrance and Mr. Grady. And then the famous Here's Johnny. And underneath that, we heard Bernard Herrmann's famous stabbing orchestral musical score from the 1960 Alfred Hitchcock movie Psycho. When Psycho came out, it sort of freaked out a lot of people because it was pretty intense. I actually watched this scene recently, and it's still every bit as visceral as I remembered it being years ago. We opened up the set with a promo ad for the 1957 science fiction horror film Plan 9 from Outer Space. which was written, directed, and edited by Ed Wood. Johnny Depp would later star as Ed Wood in the 1994 Tim Burton film Ed Wood. And like Robot Monster, Plan 9 from Outer Space is a cult classic, in part because it is so low budget you can see the strings suspending the plastic flying saucers, supposedly going through space. Okay, I'm Rick Clark, and for this last hour, you've been listening to my weekly show called Air Conditioned, which happens right here on WYXR-FM, broadcasting from Memphis, Tennessee, every Friday morning at 9 a.m. Central Time. I hope you guys are feeling well today. I'm feeling pretty good myself, and I really appreciate all the great feedback. I'll catch you next week, same time, same place, for more Air Conditioned. Bye now.